Oh, it's another exciting morning. It's a Monday morning. On the road, headed to work. Got a few hours here. I'm quite, it's Jason Emerald, and you're listening to Cohen Meanderer. Let's talk a little bit about the whole non-player character catalyst idea with Lisa. It's our short weekend, so wasn't a lot of opportunity. And I don't know if I really put it across very well. There's something I've always noticed as well, and that's the concept of randomness. I have found that when we interject a certain amount of randomness into our lives, that some really amazing things can happen. And as we recognize them and acknowledge them as being little gifts from God, it's quite stunning. Better, I think, than, for instance, if you were to get a telephone call or even a visit by God Himself, for its impact. Let me give you a couple of examples. I used to run a little radio station out of our house. It ran from 5th Street residence through Oklahoma City and into Portales. And I had all kinds of things on this radio station. And it was just for our own private consumption. We used to wake up to the radio, sit there and listen for a while. Had a little bit of news. These all came from podcasts, and bring them down to the server and then play them. Over the radio. Those little cheap FM transmitters. And, and then it would be, a few podcasts. In some locations, we didn't have particularly good internet. Anyway. On at least Sundays, I think it might have been on Saturday mornings too, we would have talks from recent general conferences. And the software that I used to actually play the individual audio files has this shuffle feature. It would just randomly pick I'm eating popcorn, if you don't know. It's morning. Anyway. Don't eat. It would randomly pick from what files were available to it. And so I would just point at the directory that have the conference talks, and it would randomly pick one. Given that randomness, it often seemed as if the topic randomly selected was very well suited to either the week that you just had or the week that was coming. Very fascinating. And so I started saying, wait a minute. If we give the Lord opportunity to interject himself into our lives, some amazing things can happen, because I think he will. I think as you see and recognize and acknowledge and thank God for what he interjects, you get more. So let me think of another example. I've got another more recent example. Oh. Just this Sunday, now, the algorithm, and I don't know how it works, for YouTube videos that get suggested to you. I don't use, I've got some subscriptions. But I suppose not sufficient enough to deeply affect what's suggested to me. Although, like I said, I don't know how amazing the algorithm is, how deep it is. Everybody wants to say how amazing it is. However, last night, for instance, I will often turn on YouTube, try to find appropriate videos for us to watch. You gotta know me. I don't work hard at any of this stuff. So I'm far more interested in what God wants to present as possibilities. There's a lot of chaff out there, but I tend to find little bits of wheat. Little diamonds among the dirt. And last night was a particularly good example. I had stumbled onto this recording a few weeks ago, and I tried to put them down so I could refer back to them later. And I did. I said, oh, there's this video about the young girl who had visions of Christ and was this stunning talent, especially in painting. Well, And at like 7 and 8 years old, she had painted this just amazing picture of Christ. And the story behind it, the subsequent story of where it went, are very interesting. I think it's a tale of what do you do after you generate your masterpiece, which you did when you were 8 years old, and how miraculous it is. She's still a fantastic painter. But, you know, nothing particularly close to, it wasn't her first painting, but it was certainly an early one. And then, okay, we watch that video, and of course, my purpose in all this is to help Lisa along. Lisa struggles a lot. The world can be a terrible disappointment for her. And people always try to give her opportunities to see things. So anyway, subsequent to that video, maybe triggered by it by the algorithm, it's hard to say. But I think touched a little by the finger of God, there were several other videos that we watched. Quite good. If your religious experience is coming up short for you, I would suggest allowing a little more randomness in your life. And then look for the finger of God touching it. I'm not a planner, particularly. Probably one of the bigger reasons why I'm not very successful in business or quote leadership. At least as a manager, on a managerial level. Because I have grown so, I can almost say dependent on little snippets that come from God. And that's got to be disconcerting to any performance review. I don't think that bringing up God in the performance review is all that helpful. However, doesn't really matter. I'm not in those kinds of positions at this time. I don't have any inclination to pursue those. The income I make is quite sufficient. Well, anyway, I had something else in my mind, but this is totally adequate. To need of this recording, I'm Jason Nemro. You've been listening to Cohen Meanderer. We leave you with the blessing. Comes to us through my fathers. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance toward you and give you peace.